Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. The ANC has celebrated its 110th anniversary. It's also released the 8th of January statement. Sandile Swane, political analyst, good morning. Is there anything that they should be celebrating in 110 years?
Thank you so much, Howard, and to the listeners of Chai FM. Let us do it this way. If you are going to celebrate, for instance, most of us know that if you were studying and then you pass, you celebrate. Mm-hmm. If you're playing a game of soccer or rugby, you win, then you celebrate. Right. So celebration should be triggered by something positive.
Right. Not just surviving 110
now,
years.
Not just surviving 110 years, not only that, mm-hmm. but what they do on January 8th every year, they started this around 1972 by Oliver Tambo, who started this, to say, in the coming year, this is what we are planning to achieve. Therefore, all the forces of the African National Congress must align to these tasks that are going to be done in the next 12 months. Mm. So, number one, last year they had 9 tasks that they had to do, which they listed in the January 8th statement of 2021, listed by Cyril Ramaphosa and the NEC. I've read that list, and when I evaluated the performance of the African National Congress against the list of tasks they set themselves between January 2021 and January 2022, I gave them 0 out of 9. Some of those tasks could have been, for instance, getting a resounding mandate or winning the local government elections resoundingly so. They did not win them. They set themselves a task of reestablishing the ANC Youth League and putting in a new executive. They have not done so. As I sit here, I do not know who the elected president of the Youth League is. It's not been done. They set to themselves a vaccination. You know, I think they were targeting 67% of the population vaccinated. They've achieved only 40%, etc. And when we talk about unemployment, even in that area, it's a catastrophe, a total disaster. So they cannot say this is a celebration of them having achieved what they set themselves to do. And the purpose of January 8th statement is to set objectives, and the next January 8th statement to review, have you achieved them, and therefore celebrate and then set further objectives to continue with the work. So from that point of view, on the basis of performance against the targets they set themselves, they have not achieved those targets, including the target of renewing and reuniting the African National Congress. So let me stop there. Thank you.
Mm. So in other words, they haven't achieved, but they've set out these goals, alleviating poverty and fixing unemployment, which are very noble goals. And of course, that's absolutely right. We all support that, but they've got nothing to show for it until now. So in terms of credibility, how much credibility can the ANC have at the moment?
The ANC, by its own admission, knows that they have no credibility. If you listen, I mean, you go back to your to your searches, you will discover a letter that was issued by the president of the ANC and the NEC, National Executive Committee of the ANC, where they said themselves that in South Africa today, they are regarded as accused number one in corruption. So they themselves admit that they are dismal in terms of corruption. If you were to do another search, you would find many statements where Gwede Mantashe says in one version or another that the people of South Africa trust the ANC less and less. And this trust relates to at least two things. One, do they trust you to be able to deliver anything that you promise? Do you have the capability and capacities of delivering anything you promise? Two, can you be trusted to be honest about anything or in any activity that you are asked to do? And on both counts, they are found wanting.
Mm.
Now we cannot trust them anymore because they have put our security at risk. In July last year, they organized an insurrection and large-scale looting in the country, especially between in KZN and in Gauteng, and a massive loss of life. They organized, you can put it in different ways. Today we see, because of lapses in security, lapses in health and safety, serious lapses, they've burnt the building of parliament down because of those lapses, not because of any other thing, and so on. So our safety is in question. We saw that the president of the African National Congress could not even continue with some of the meetings he had planned to do in Polokwane. The other one, he went and ran away because they said there were COVID-19 lapses.
Yeah, what was
but
that?
But we also know that his relationship,
yeah,
his relationship with the Women's League is cold.
Yeah.
And he could have been jeered and all and good. And
is
all
that, is that what it was? Because that made absolutely no sense to me. Watching that, what suddenly, first of all, he's just had COVID. Secondly, surely you would announce that people need to adhere to the protocols, put on your masks, etc. You don't just whip a president away. There was just definitely something going on there that was strange.
Yes, I mean, from an observer's point of view, you smell a rat straight away.
Because absolutely.
The other meeting where he was supposed to address the Youth League, they entered the venue, and then the other Youth League members came and wanted to enter the venue and be allowed, although they were told not to come there, so and increase the number. And then the president steps outside, steps onto a buggy, and addresses the meeting in the open air. And now, once you go into the open air on the back of the buggy, you are not actually enforcing any COVID-19 regulations. Mm. This is now open, you know, open place. So he is quite capable even now of addressing non-compliant meetings. But when the non-compliant meeting was a Women's League meeting, he had to actually run away from there. So the point of it is that we can smell a rat even there. And you will be aware, of course, that really, even the main speech on the gala dinner, where people were paying 1.2 million to sit to the next to the president, that meeting ended up in disgrace because somebody sabotaged the lights to the venue, and the president was there. And then the security realized that they can't manage the risk. They took the president and the deputy president out of the venue, running away from his own meeting because he feels unsafe. So, what about us? What about us? The state is there to protect us, not actually to display that they feel unsafe themselves in the first place.
Mm. Yeah, the whole thing is very strange. Do you think that there's any link between the parliamentary fire, the constitutional court issue, the president being whisked away, or is that all just looking at all of these factors and putting them together to get the wrong answer?
The only right answer that you can get to is an answer that says, from the basic training in risk management, basic training in health and safety, basic training in security.
It's just not there.
If those basic skills were being employed, would we end up with these effects? If our national intelligence was working, because I don't think you manage security according to the intentions and behavior of criminals. You manage security according to your professional training. Your professional training tells you what to do to prevent a criminal doing what they want to do, right? So you prevent the criminal from carrying out any wishes that he may have by exercising Absolutely. Professional skills ahead of time. And what we can conclude here is that in the area of health and safety, the area of risk management, the area of security, including physical security and state security, in those areas in South Africa right now, professional basic, I'm not even talking about advanced, I'm talking about basic skills are not being exercised. And that is what we can conclude.
Right, absolutely.
From the side of the state, not from the side of the criminal.
Sandile Swane, that is where we do need to end it this morning. I could chat to you for hours. Really fascinating. Thank you, political analyst,
talking to
us about the ANC's 110th anniversary, as well as the 8th of January statement. It's just gone, 7:30. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.